I remember, you know, coming in, we, my wife and I led Friday Night Strikes for a little while, and just absolute blast. You know, we'd go out and go to the bars and go to the streets and football games, and it was a lot of fun. And I remember this one of the nights we were out at one of the local football games, and I was, you know, had a team like four or five, and we kind of split up. We were looking for people to pray for and just bless, and, you know, just we wanted to bless people. It's what you guys are doing, lunch and dinner, and hopefully every other time of the day. And I remember one of the team members comes running up to me, you know, because I'm the leader. I'm supposed to know what I'm doing. And he's like, "Hey, there's a guy down there in the front row with a football jersey on. He's got this big cast on his leg." And I'm like, okay, that's great. And I had I remember that feeling, the absence of faith. You know, I just like, that's great. I got to do something about it now, because this guy just came up to me and told me he's totally expecting us to go do something. And so, you know, I remember pausing and going, well, what are we going to do? And I remember having the thought, I've heard about legs being broken and being healed before. And as soon as I had that thought, I knew there was something in my spirit that knew, if I don't go pray for this guy, I'm violating something inside of myself. I'm violating his nature that he showed to me. Because I came out with the goal to love people and to see Christ manifest. And I had an opportunity, and the Holy Spirit reminded me of the testimony of what Jesus had already done, which set the standard from where I was supposed to live for the rest of my life. And so we went down and we started talking to the guy, and during practice, like two or three days before, he had broken his leg in five places. And big cast, you know, and I'm talking to him like, "Hey, you know, can we pray for you? You know, I really feel like God's going to heal you." And I told him the testimony that I remembered, and, you know, we see people healed all the time. And he's like, no, you can't pray for me. And his mom sitting behind him smacks him in the back of the head and says, "You let those nice people pray for you." And he's like, "Okay, you can pray," you know, and he's irritated, you know, he's frustrated with her. And so I'm sitting there going, this is awesome. This is such a faith-charged atmosphere. You know, this guy is expecting to be healed. And, you know, because he's doing it because his mom just hit him, you know. And so his friends are around laughing at him, totally laughing at him, you know. And we pray the first time, and they're mocking us. And it was kind of fun. At that point, you know, just like, you just go with it. And so we pray for him, and his friends are all acting like they're praying for each other. And, you know, it was just funny. And so we pray for him, and I'm like, "How's it feel? Did you feel anything?" And he's really quiet for a minute. I said, "Well, what'd you feel?" And he goes, "Well, I felt heat all down my leg." And I said, "Well, that's good. Heat's really good." I said, "Can we pray again?" And he goes, okay. So we pray again, and I'm like, "Well, how's it doing? How's the pain?" He's like, "Well, it feels about 50% better. Like, I can move some of my toes I couldn't move before, and the pain's going away. It's getting really hot." So by this time, his friends, who are totally making fun of us, they're starting to get kind of interested. So I go, "Well, can we pray again?" And all of his friends are like, yes, you can pray for him again.